Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll give you a tribute to Dad and all dads. Sunday, we celebrate Father's Day. So what can we learn from the stories of our fathers? What tasks did they leave us to finish? What messages would they like us to remember? After that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that next week, I'll take callers for the second segment of the show. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that last Friday, we began our summer specials to provide you tools to assist with this summer of major changes. And to assist with this, to assist with your prosperity, we've put all our Prosperity Class CDs on sale now through July 13th. And they're at a substantial savings of about 35%. Now, that includes our 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business, wealth building with the universe, attract the clients you want with ease, and the popular emotional freedom and healing prosperity relief. These CDs will help you get through the summer of change intact and prosperously. We're also offering our printed 2010 Good Timing Guide for $9 while supplies last. And we're offering the business anthology Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace at 35% discount as well. I authored one of the chapters in that book, and there are many well-known contributing authors such as Stephen Covey, Oprah, Donald Trump, Thomas More, Scott Peck, Paul Hawkins, John Gray, Faith Popcorn, Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad fame, and more. This is one of my favorite business books, and I highly recommend it to order. Go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, click on the link for the Polaris store. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And also want to let you know about a special consultation I'm now doing for the summer. This is the Cardinal Climax consultation, and it's for people and businesses who have planets or personal points in the early degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. Now, if you're one of these people, you're probably noticing that several things are coming to a head pretty quickly. This is a 45-minute consultation to help you deal with the major changes you're encountering this summer. You can schedule one of these consults by calling my office toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Okay, so what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, Monday, June 21st, is the summer solstice. Now, when the sun moves into the sign of Cancer, this is the longest day of the year, and when it occurs, we get a chart that gives us a good indication of what's up for the season. Now, this time, we have a very challenging situation, which is accelerated by the June 26th lunar eclipse that I mentioned on last Friday's radio show. The sun in Cancer is very devoted to family and home. It likes to nurture others, and it feels secure when nesting in the home with family. But this summer is anything but secure. In fact, the energies are for major unexpected changes, including structural transformation and even revolution. Now, notice that the revolution is not likely to be fought with guns, although it could be. And we're seeing that in certain places around the world. But here, it's much more likely to be fought in the halls of Congress, in corporate boardrooms, and with the Internet. This solstice has the sun opposite Pluto, with Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus all square to the Sun opposite Pluto. In astrology, this is known as a grand square, and it's very dynamic and challenging. No fence sitting is allowed. If you're planning to sit on the sidelines and watch, you'll probably be surprised to learn that even that choice is considered to be supporting one side of the issue in a particular way. And in this case, the conservative responses we normally choose are literally not safe. The safe thing to do is to get off the fence and start advocating for the changes you want. These challenges start by being hidden from view, suggesting that they may start behind closed doors so we don't see them coming. This all starts with a major power issue. Now, can you think of a situation where you pay for something you're not getting? Oh, for example, maybe as a taxpayer, you think the FDA ought to be protecting your health instead of the pocketbooks of the big pharmaceutical companies. Or maybe you think the taxes you pay the government for protecting our water, air, land, and so forth should be used to do that instead of allowing big businesses to save money at our expense. Or maybe there's a misuse of power at your work that's bugged you for eons. I know you think it would be safer not to say anything, but in this case, you would be wrong. Now, why is it unsafe to continue seething quietly by yourself instead of taking action? Have you heard the saying, time's up? The universe is yelling this loudly to us. And in this case, the safest place to be is with the change. I know it's tough because there are no guarantees. Well, there were no guarantees when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. But would we have wanted them to make the safe choice then? The world would be a very different place if they had done so. We're at another pivotal point in time, and this time the universe is asking you to sign on the dotted line. It's making the change that gives us hope, that rebalances the misuse of power, and gives us a new story to live. It's not going to be easy either. We have responsibilities that must be considered, but the biggest of those is whether to allow what's been going on. The misuse of power and money. What's the good news with this? We're ready for a major change. In fact, many people are ready to fight for it. They're tired of being ripped off by corporations and the government, plus there are new technologies and innovations that can assist us with these changes. Those technologies and tools won't be in favor by the large corporations because they change their paradigm. But as I mentioned, time's up. This summer is the beginning of 7 major years of change, creating a social and economic revolution. The social and economic seeds we planted during the 1960s have come to a crisis point, and they need our help. The universe has brought us plenty of assistance for this purpose, but if you try to be safe and watch from the sidelines, you're likely to get run over. This is not the time to resist change. This is the time to embrace it. Now, from a different perspective, these energies can also be associated with power outages and with big, uncontrollable fires. Other things out of the blue can occur, too. Volcanoes, earthquakes, asteroids, coronal mass ejections from the sun, hurricanes and tornadoes. So be prepared with extra supplies in case we encounter a period when the power grid is down this summer. If our power grid goes down, it could be weeks before it's fully restored because it's quite old. So store up some needed supplies first and then go fight your battles. The rubber meets the road on Monday, June 21st, so be ready. Next, we have quite a challenging period now with responsibilities. Your boss may be breathing down your neck or you may feel overwhelmed with duties. That's the cycle of Sun square Saturn, which is peaking tomorrow on Saturday, June 19th. It stays in range through June 26th, the day of our lunar eclipse. Now, this is a time to buckle down and get your work done and deal with all those details and logistics that need to be handled. In addition, the Sun is also trine Neptune and peaks tomorrow. This suggests that if we can maintain our vision of what we're creating, we can accomplish those duties faster and easier. It may be that our vision allows others to help us with those responsibilities. Feeling as though that's really possible can actually create it. Now, for a tip from my good timing guide, notice that there's a lunar eclipse coming up on June 26th. New starts are iffy within 1 week of any eclipse, even when there's a green final result. This means that starting tomorrow on Saturday, June 19th, through Saturday, July 3rd, the final results of any new starts are questionable. We're starting a very rocky period on Monday for the summer, so if possible, avoid important new starts for a few months. Also, I forgot to mention that we have Saturn in conjunct Neptune. The cycle is associated with deflation in the economy, which we're seeing in some places now. And on a personal note, it's also associated with self-doubts and fears. So notice when you get into those patterns, and when that happens, stop feeding them. Just notice it's there, but don't dwell on it. Instead, let it go and choose to trust yourself and the universe instead. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the home page, so get signed up today. Now, do you know what we can learn from the stories of our fathers? What paths they left us to finish and what messages they would like us to remember? When I come back from this short break, I'll give you a tribute to Dad and all dads, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. With Father's Day this Sunday, I'm giving a tribute to my own dad, who passed away in late April this year, and also a tribute to all dads. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, this Sunday, we celebrate the good, the better, and the best of our dads. Let's face it, men have had to change a lot in their roles and behaviors over the past 40 years or so just to stay in the game. So Father's Day is a good time to take note of their journey and what we can learn from them. It's also a good time to celebrate our founding fathers who made some very courageous choices in order to found our country. The reason that's important now is we have a summer ahead of us with many revolutionary choices and changes, and their examples can help us make better choices in our own lives. But first, I'd like to start by telling you a story about my own dad. This story is about a very important choice he made. It was a choice that literally impacted every person he knew, and of course, especially our family. When I was a kid, my dad had quite a temper. As my two brothers and I became teenagers, this became even more of a problem. And back then, we used to characterize my dad as hostile. We kids soon learned that even when Dad was at home, he wasn't really available for anyone. The big question was, how could we calm him down so we could all live with him? Now, even as a teenager, I was quite resourceful. So I managed to find other people to fill in as a substitute father. And one of those people was the commander of the Civil Air Patrol squadron that I belonged to, Major James Grady. Wherever he is, I'm sending him my thanks for his part in the story. One day, when I was a senior in high school, I found out that he had been promoted to the state organization and he wouldn't be returning to our squadron again. I was devastated by the news, since I knew I wouldn't see him again. It was as though my own dad had died. I went into depression and I could not stop crying. The doctor even put me in the hospital for a few weeks. This event impacted my dad more than I realized at the time. After I returned home from the hospital, it was still too hard for me to live there, and I was sent to Wisconsin to live with my mother's cousin. It was then that Dad made his very important choice. He decided to get help. Now remember, he made this choice back when men didn't deal with their emotions. That was in 1969. And yet he decided he needed to change. He realized the pain he was causing his family. So he checked out his options, and he found a group that cost him $1 per week. That was the right price, and my dad started going every week. I was amazed, but it actually worked, and my dad really did change. Of course, being my dad's catalyst for change wasn't an easy task, but over time, I started to trust him again, and we became good buddies. And in fact, I never saw him get hostile ever again. He literally turned into a very kind and loving man and spent the last 41 years of his life as a completely new person. And it was all because he had the courage to get help back then and to stick with his choice to change. He literally changed his thinking and his behavior in permanent ways. Now, when I think about the major impact that one choice had on our family and everyone he ever met, I am in awe. It reminds me to be ever mindful of my own choices and how they impact others. Now, as an astrologer, I know how hard it was for him to make that change. And I'm sure his soul group had quite a party welcoming him back and celebrating his great success. Now, his soul group really wouldn't care that much about how much money he amassed or how far up the corporate ladder he climbed in his career. But for him to choose to make that major change and stick with it, that was a huge deal, especially for the time when he made the choice. Back then, any need for mental help was frowned upon, and this was long before Robert Bly and others began helping men deal with their emotions. So I truly appreciate the courage he demonstrated in making that choice. Now, why am I telling you this particular story about my dad? because we're all being asked to make some very tough personal changes this summer. We're being asked to change old patterns of behavior that are pulling down our energy and vibration, as well as the energy and vibration of others. We're all in this boat together, and if we're going to ascend to the next dimension with Earth, then we all have changes to make. These changes take courage, which is one of the best traits we associate with great dads. Now, just what is courage? It's taking right action in the face of fear. Yes, just at the moment you would rather turn tail and run away, you instead make the choice to take right action. This is one of the greatest gifts our dads can give us, to act with courage. This was also one of the major gifts from our founding fathers for this country. What they did by signing the Declaration of Independence was unheard of in those days. Here they were declaring all men to be equal and to have the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness instead of being the subjects of kings. That was a tremendous example of heresy. They knew they were risking their lives by doing this, and yet it was the right action to take, an action that would change the world for the better. Now, can you imagine what our world today would be like if they had not done that? I hope you'll remember these stories this summer, because we're also being asked to take right actions now, to make choices that may seem like heresy during these revolutionary times, but they're needed in order to change the world for the better. This summer might feel like you're David versus Goliath, but just remember, David won. Now, just what does it take to have the courage to take right action? It takes heart. We have to be connected to our hearts, to our emotions, in order to have enough courage to move forward with right actions. Our hearts know what the right action is, even though our minds may not. So it's tremendously important to allow ourselves to be in touch with what we're feeling in our hearts, because this is the key to having the courage we need. Now I'm going to tell you another story about my dad to help you remember this key point. On the morning of the day my dad died, I got a call from the hospital telling me that he was going to pass away that day. So my mother, my daughter, myself, our caregiver, and the pastor of the church descended together on his room and began taking turns holding his hands. He had been unconscious, or at least unable to speak, for 2 days. It was a tough time because my mother's 90th birthday was only 3 days away, and we knew he wanted to be there for it, but there was no way it was going to happen. Shortly after I got to the hospital that morning, I gave him a session of Crystal Triangle, which activates our light body and gives the person fifth dimensional high frequency energy. Now, I had been giving him this energy work every day, and he always wanted me to do this, and I knew it would help prepare him for his journey. About 9 hours later, I could see that his respiration was failing and that he was probably going to pass soon. So I gave him another session of Crystal Triangle in preparation for his journey. About 10 or 15 minutes after that, he stopped breathing. He was on an oxygen pump, but he had stopped breathing. Even so, his heart kept beating and beating and beating. About 15 minutes later, and remember, he was not breathing that entire time, his heart finally stopped. And then, about 10 or 15 seconds later, his heart restarted itself. His heart rate went back up to 61 beats per minute. I was amazed. I had never seen anything like that before. Finally, it stopped again. Then about 10 seconds later, his heart restarted a second time. This time, his heart rate went up to the upper 50s per minute until it finally stopped yet again. Now, you would think that would be quite enough, wouldn't you? It's hard to imagine, but his heart restarted yet a third time before he finally passed. I was absolutely haunted by his departure, and I could hardly sleep that night wondering what that was about. Finally, I connected with my dear psychic friend Annette, who gave me the meaning of the situation. She said that my dad was sending us a message, and he knew that she would translate it for me. What was the message? My heart will go on. Thank you, Dad, for that incredible message. Now, why is this message important? because it's our hearts that can lead us down the right path. To take the right actions in the face of fear, even when they seem like heresy. And it's our hearts that we'll take with us after we leave these physical bodies. It was my dad's heart that led him to make his all-important choice for his life, and it was his heart that left us this message. And my many thanks to my dad and to all dads, including our founding fathers, who have so generously contributed their hearts, their courage, and their right actions to this world. Happy Father's Day. Now, next week on Friday, June 25th, I'll take your calls, and after that, I'll talk about what's up in the heavens. And stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. She's on next. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to check out our summer specials and to order your 2010 Good Timing Guide while supplies last. They're on sale now for $9. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or custom timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 good timing guide today.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-K-E-L.com.